Now, if I'm the only olive grower in the USA that doesn't have olives, then I'm not in South Africa, and I'm not on this olive grove, so therefore I'm somewhere else. And it's going to give Bob an opportunity to jump in and say, where the fuck are you? Upside down, you're this way, that, and you know, Nick's always this and this. I don't want to go into that territory right now. You mentioned Shirley MacLaine as well. What does she have to do with this bacterium? Because you mentioned those two in conjunction with one another.
She saw a crack in the otherwise ambered draconian well from 1508.
Okay. So was she around at the same? Was she around at the same sort of time when the Orwellian?
No, she's not even. She's not even here now. She's not. She's no. She's a goofball. But she had a moment of lucidity.
Is there anything that I need to pull from that going back into my conversation?
Just that you can't sit here and say you created this all on your own and you did it your way and all that bullshit. It was already worked out, apparently.
Yeah, I a part of my little man self was, if you knew that I was going to strike this crystal, the rock, why did you, Iron, not intercede would be the wrong word, because I'd be giving my power to you. But yeah, a little bit of a
Lee, you ever heard of Item Lee?
I have heard of Isom Lee, but I can't put that
Isom
into context.
Lee, looking for the stone that was hewn out the mountain. See?
Okay. Yeah. So I had to actually go...
The rub comes from not that you've done it. It's not the magic of having the Osterhammer key. The problem has come to place that... What are you going to do with it?
Right. Right. Yeah, I had a sense that there was something that had to be done with it. Yeah. Because you made it personal, Ian. If I took it personally, then it would have gone south. But, you know, you said this is Nick's virus, the one that he asked for, and I just want to know, when did I ask for this virus? Or are we back into Skid Street there again?
Not necessarily. You were looking at your condition. Ara does this often as well. She gauges her world, or the world, based on her world. And you're sitting here living the life of Riley, but in probably the most fragile state of them all, and you look at death daily and go, I got this, it's no big deal, and or fight your body's natural responses. Your blood pressure under pressure, as Queen Serapley wrote, it's what you draw to yourself. So it's called cranial intercoursing.
Okay, I'm going to be bluntly honest with myself, and I want you to hear my words.
You be careful with those words.
Okay. Please. Well, the I'm okay with, I'll do the first part second. When I spoke to Carolyn said blood pressure generally is relating to a territorial thing, where one, specifically in males, it has something to do with, you know, guarding one's territory. Is that the correct analogy for a blood pressure episode?
Yes, but not necessarily yours.
Okay, so this is where you're asking me to be careful. Is that relate to the impeccability of my word?
Ara doesn't want pigs, but that's all she seems to talk about.
So Nick doesn't want something, but seems to talk about. Right, I will go back and re-listen to that and try and digest that. And you mentioned the pita pocket. What is in the pita pocket? What's in it? Because the pita pocket came up in your private session with Bob, in a sense, because you said here that Bob was in CERN. Is a pita pocket the same as a patch pocket?
Yes. You're talking about the elbow patches.
Yes.
On his ugly herringbone tweed sport coat.
Okay. So that has nothing to do with a pita pocket. Okay, now I hear you. All right. So can you just go back to more? What is in the pita pocket? Generally, that would be change, would it not?
Maybe. Or your watch fob.
Okay. So that goes back to sort of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, those days of traditionalism where one would have some sort of a watch on a chain, and that would go into that pita pocket.
Called a fob.
Fob. Yeah. Mm. Is that significant? Because you did mention it in my session 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything right. We say, expert, everything we say means something. We just got to figure out if you're close enough to you to get it.
Okay, so just say some words about it, if you may. I have a sense that I might.
Okay, your ears have the ability to hear words, to have different conversations, to change one's mind. And now what's happened since the tech body's ripping things asunder, it's become a thing to hold a mask up over your face.
Okay. All right,
sure.
I can't stand wearing those masks on. I immediately start feeling as though I'm somebody suffocating me. Even for 5 seconds.
When you're under as much pressure as you are, anything that impedes that precious thing called life that you have in your exhalation, it turns on you. Meaning you're like, oh hell no.
It's beyond. It's beyond claustrophobic, Ian. I mean, I just, yeah. All right. Ian, you mentioned in your session today that emotion is an energy in a field. Did I get that right?
Everything. You did.
Okay. So, and you said that, matters of the heart or love is not an emotion. It's in a force field. Is that the right way of putting what you said today back into context? Because if the energy of the heart, blood pressure issues, etc., the emotion's linked as an energy in a field. And I'm assuming that when you sit in a field, that's in a force field. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. Is that in my force field, or is it in the force field in general?
What's the difference?
Okay. So now, because I'm getting this picture that we're all interlinked via this field. It's almost like the dangling ganglia now kind of connect.
You mean like the Osterhammer key?
Okay, so it's all linked and it's all interlinked. All right. There was one other question which I wrote down. You said we
Bert,
keep trying to.
Bert just peed itself a little bit. You know that, right?
No, I didn't. Otherwise.
Just a little bit. It was pretty good. You get a good damn ion. And he goes, and now you pick this out.
Yeah, you did too.
Weak damn as water ion. You are. Weak as water you are.
Are you talking to me?
Uh-huh.
Weak as water you are. Uh-huh. All right, I'll digest that. I'm watching The Magicians.
Did you get the interplay back to the water? And you're talking about how strong the water is, and this is how you are weak as water. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. That was cute. You like that? We do, too.
I did. Thank you.
It can't be that goddamn good if we had to tell you what it was.
He didn't want to let it go, but it's it's 10,000 liters an hour iron. It just pumps out of there and it's clean. It's cool, magnificent. You said that we keep trying to push it away and you keep bringing it back. How are humans bringing it back, iron? Why are you chuckling?
You're talking about how sweet antifreeze is when you sip it.
Oh no, you don't want to do that, iron. That's gonna kill you. Antifreeze is one of those silent, yeah. I think assassins use it to kill people, don't they?
It's delicious. It tastes good. It's so clean.
Yes, but when it hits the gut, it kills you within a couple of minutes. So are you drawing a parallel between the sweet, clear, crystal water and the antifreeze?
You're bragging about it. We don't know.
I'm not bragging about it, Ian. I'm sharing it.
All right.
How do we keep...
As long as you're not complaining, so that's all it matters.
I'm not complaining. Listen, if I had to complain, I'd be complaining about the frickin' power bullshit that goes on here. We keep getting knocked out for 2-3 hours, which messes with everything. The pumps, the hydroponics, everything gets knocked out. So my next major challenge is going to be looking at something like solar or something along those lines. But let me not bore you with technicalities. Ian, you mentioned in my discussion, we keep trying to push it away and you keep bringing it back. Are you talking about me in general or all of us as humans? Because how are the humans bringing it back? Are we in this war between ourselves where we push it away and pull it back in again? I want it, but I don't want it. Is that what's happening there in that exchange?
Mm-hmm. We would say yes. Yes.
Right. So the keys and the airs, would that help in getting clarity on what we want, clearly defining our intentions and desires? Or does that now get negated by what you were saying with regards to our emotions earlier on?
It's like a good Jewish chicken soup for a cold. It couldn't hurt.
Okay. All right. So that's wonderful. Have you got anything for me? Is there anything that I might have missed out in my session?
God damn, what do you think this has all been about if it's not you?
No, I appreciate that, and you know that, Ian. I speak to you every night.
You do that. Wait. No. That wasn't a chide. That was a reminder. See, this thing that you have connected to, it's yours. It's keeping you alive some goddamn how, despite your very best efforts to separate yourself from this thing called living. And so now we're going to bring it back full circle and let you see how powerful you are. And if you're that powerful, then you should overcome something simple like dystolic and systolic pressures.
I did that. I mean, you don't do 220 over 130 and not die, I mean, or have a stroke. I mean, everyone was ready to rush me into intensive care. But my question to you, has it weakened my heart? Because I don't sense that. The reason I ask you that, on the tailgate last week, Tuesday, where did I write this down? You mentioned a drug, which is the same drug. It may be a generic.
Digoxin. Digitalis is a flower. A dig level is what you test. Lanoxin is the actual drug made from digitalis.
Yes. Okay, but my immediate thought process on that was that maybe you were looking at a future event that I need to be concerned about, because surely that's a drug that assists the walls of the heart.
Yeah, but we're not saying you need to be on it because they got to test you. You have to get DIG levels, and it's not easy to do.
Yeah, but it says it's used to treat heart failure. I don't sense my heart is failing.
Right, right. We don't either.
I don't even sense the irregular heartbeats. I mean, I go and have a blood pressure test and everything looks reasonably okay. I mean, you know, the top figure, the bottom figure is a little bit scary, so I'm told, but I seem to be fine. Okay, so it's not that I have to be concerned about a future event occurring with regards to having to use digoxin.
It should not. Well, it's up to you, baby. Because we never thought you'd be ballsy enough to open the draconian well either, so it's okay with us. So yeah, just don't get stuff too tank. Don't get sideways, because you know this thing can go any way you want it to. You're driving.
Right, right. Okay, I am full, Ian. I thank you very much for this engagement. I really do, and
it's like a Yeti. It's like a Yeti 110 iced down with some silver bullets.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, when the body feels almost paralyzed and weak and one tries to do the OA movements, even though they're sloppy and you I think it's probably that autonomic part of one kicks in and you kind of do it, going through the movements, grunting and trying to just sort of, because I honestly thought I was caught between this world and another world, and maybe the pocket, the Peter pocket was you trying to tell me I was in a pocket dimension, and that was the cause of the pressure headache and this near-death experience on the Monday and the Tuesday. And my sense, my knowing said that the only way I can get out of wherever I was and the feeling that the body was going through was to just try and do the OA movements without, just do them so that if I am stuck there, without asking any of the 6 degrees of separation type questions, who, what, why, where, with the blah, 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 just keep doing the OA movements to try and get back again.
Did you actually watch the OA?
I did. I've watched it two or three times.
When things got tight, they actually created machines, tech body machines, to do the OA movements for them. Isn't that a hoot? Doesn't matter who does them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, so what you're saying is that you could, I mean, that's the part of it that I didn't really get, or it wasn't believable that they had those little robots in the circle doing the OA movements. Was that sufficient for them to move between worlds? Or get back, should I say, not move between worlds?
Get back home. That's correct.
So you're saying that one could do the OA movements to get somebody else back to this world. Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes. But now that's a stretch because you start taking their power and then you become the tech bot. That's not so pleasant.
No.
Because that's what the tech body's trying to do. The tech body's amping you up to get you safe, to get you secure, to get you stupid strong so they can take your power away from you.
Right.
See, the double, there seems to be a bit of an on, a double entendre.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, it's, the double entendre is that...
Do you want like Burma? Do you want Burma? It's for sale.
I'll give it a dollar if that's what it's... if it's for sale. I mean, is it negotiable?
Everything.
Now, hang on a minute. Burma. Hang on a second. Burma's below the 33rd parallel. And you gave me Florence in Italy 3 years ago. So why now Burma? Is that a trick question?
No. It just fell. And so when governments fall, all of them seem to be, it's like they all got the memo. It's like, get the fuck out of here. Let's go. And so they just pulled all their citizens' rights and abilities and capacities for freedom of expression of any type.
Yeah, they seem to have gone into martial law and promising that there's going to be a free and fair election there. So, yeah, I think I'll skip on Burma. Thanks.
Say, y'all see these things that could never in 10,000 years happen? Go back in the early days and listen to what, look at the news today and go back to our crazy words way back yonder. California's going to burn, the very idea.
Yeah, I don't have issues doubting in your words, Ian. So
No, that's not what we're saying. We're marking the, in hindsight, a very quick progression of these processes.
Right.
Okay. However, the big toe of the Statue of Liberty isn't sitting in water today, is she?
No, not right now.
Not yet. That's right. Okay, good.
Not right this very hot second, but there is no time in Iron's world, and that doesn't mean to say that that's not going to be an event that is on the horizon.
Meanwhile, Sherry's family is dying all over the place, and now we have to, it's our goddamn responsibility to build a bubble so her stupid mother doesn't drown in the second floor of their place. "Quote unquote place in stupid island of New York."
Right.
See, you know we don't have to have that responsibility, but yes, we do, because we got to keep Sherry together.
Well, that's very kind of you, Ian. Because of her.
Well, we don't do it for everybody. We don't do it for everybody. Ties that bind.
Yeah, I heard that earlier on. And that relates...
We're saying it again. Full circle. Here we go. 7:11. Full circle. Roop. Stay away from fours.
Stay away from fours.
Mm-hmm.
okay, I'll do that. The Osterhagen key, does that relate in some way? I'm fishing, so you can say so. Does that relate in any way to the Austro-Hungarian Empire?
No, Byzantine Empire.
Right. Okay, so it's got nothing to do with...
Typically, we would leave you hanging. We'd let most people hang, because if they're not bright enough to get the point, we don't give them the real correct one to send them down that rabbit hole. But you're sincere in your askings. Okay, you're trying to get somewhere. You're trying to put the dots together so that it applies and works and is good, so that you have the ability to go, oh, okay, so that you have the capacity to, quote, quote, Kiska say, get somewhere.
Right. Okay, I appreciate that, Ian. You know that. So what condition is my condition in now? Is having had this experience and...
Anytime you're on this side of the green, you're doing good.
Right, okay, so is that anytime that you're alive and kicking and breathing the air, you're in the green, you're all right. Is that what you're saying?
Well, when you're above the grass, it's a good time.
Right. You're not in the ground. Okay. Oh, good. All right. Can I just speak about the magicians? Because in the magicians, there's an image there, Ian, which shows what looks like the Yamaka continent. And underneath it, everything is fallen away. And I had an epiphany the other day.
That's exactly right. You'll never see it. It's not quite like that. But it's close. It's close.
Right. So does that mean that everything below that 33rd parallel, if I look at that imagery in that
it's
in the
gone.
Magicians,
it's gone.
You're absolutely
it's gone.
You're absolutely 100% correct in saying everything north, I mean south of the 33rd parallel is gone. Most of Africa, South America, Australia and New Zealand, that whole territory is just finished. It physically looks so like far. It does in The Magician.
Very similar to it. Maybe it's not the most perfect pictorial, but it'll do till you can do better.
Right. And when they were trying to work with the harmonic convergence, and they were doing it over and over and over again, where they started to shift them, they broke the moon in essence. Is that part and parcel?
The spell didn't do that. They had to get the little tweakers. They had to have little people's power engaging because the well of magic ran out.
That's
so they had to open the well of magic because the well had been closed or stolen by the library.
Yes.
See, the library, what does the library represent? That represents the tech body.
Right. Right. And the librarian
tech body
burnt
has to control. Well, right. Burnt all the souls that were in the library.
Right.
But she really didn't. So
bring it back to the well now, Ian. The well of magic ran out. there is a big upside on the well, this draconian well that's been opened up that pumps out abundance of water. Is that not a similar thing that we're speaking of here?
It is.
Okay. So I
mean, why would we commit you to that many hours watching such a silly, stupid, insipid, pedophilia, fillery-based land and world where this uncontrolled, unciphered, uncanticled magic is calculated? Seems odd and weird and ridiculous, doesn't it?
It does, on the surface, but if you look at it and you go deeper than that, all the imagery, the moons, the way they created Fillory, they landed in a place where they could start from scratch, there was a total reset, they looked around, how could we build this, there were some beautiful parallels of what Andromeda may look like.
And also you have to be careful because you also have break bills to deal with, which is another thing trying to drain the magic. Break bills is its own problem itself.
Right, right.
So you have to watch that too because the wolf is always at the door.
Right. But was Breakbills not more the angels trying to, in my world, trying to derail whatever good was going on with the magicians? Is that not a good comparison?
We'll see.
Okay. The fairies were very good too, Ian, and there were some really good similarities there with regards to...
Bob's real fond of fairies too. He likes the little spinners. They're his favorite.
Yeah, I like the firefly. She was really good, but she harnessed her magic and her power through her emotion. And initially she was really struggling with her negative emotion because of her quandary as to, you know, her parents and where she came from, etc.
It's like she had blood pressure trouble, huh?
It seemed that way.
Seems uncommonly parallelish. Parallelish. Yeah. Is that a word, parallelish?
I like it. Let's use that word.
Okay.
It's our word. Parallelish.
Okay.
When she got to her power, her eyes lit up and she could do what she did. Had she moved past the negative emotion? Was she in positive emotion there? Was she really now in control of what was going on?
Power is power. There's not plus or minus. You stop. You get this tangled up like there's good power and there's bad power. There's only power.
Right. Okay.
yourself?
Well, there are days, you know, that I find myself in a frustrated place that I can't or don't want to.
No! No!
Limitations. There are. No. You know that, Ian, and it's
so
frustrating.
It ain't so.
Yes,
thank
it is.
For my belief now, non-physical, help me with my disbelief.
Yeah, but it's a bit like being stuck in...
like putting a camel through the eye of a needle.
Yeah, but it's more like Groundhog Day. And each day, if I wake up to the rising sun and the setting sun,
happy
that each day has...
Happy birthday to Bob. Happy birthday to Bob. Happy birthday, dear Bob. You asshole, you.
Yeah.
And how long have you been on, Nick? Only a second or two, Bob. I just wanted to wish Ian a very happy Valentine's Day,
Ian.
Valentine, St. Valentine's, where the blood flows clean, where the blood flows deep, where the blood flows with great power and pressure. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot, Nick.
Our favorite bloody flux of a holiday.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ian. Much love, appreciation, and gratitude to you all. Thank you.
Eros, and blowjobs for everybody.
Yes, I'm in.
Okay.
I'm keen.
Okay, you ready?
Thanks, Bob. Thank you.
Okay, Roxy, go ahead if you're still there.
Hey, Bob, he may live. This is good.
No, I will live, Ian. I will.
Well, good.
Well, I'm still alive, thank you, Ian.
Fucking rodeo again, Ian. Ever. Never doing it again.
Bye.
Hey,
Dad. Hello, Roxy.
Bye. Yeah,
hey,
Ian, thanks for the tip. Everything works.
Yeah. Pasties are good, too. The little pasties, when you put them on your nipples, they're good, too. They're cute. Don't get them too big. The little ones are good. The little ones that make it perky. And you got to have all them tassels and all that stuff. That's not really necessary. It's okay, but it's not really necessary. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, the ears and the keys work very well.
They are working for you very well. You're in a very distressed land with much travail. There is a lot of travail and more coming, honey bunny.
Yes.
And we'd like to say help is on the way, but not so much.
Well, for some reason we decided to be here at this time.
<You're so funny.
laughs> But is there anything else you could advise me to do?
We haven't done what we've told you to do so far, so why should we tell you more?
Well, okay.
Ask what they told you.
I supposed to leave Germany, but it's not possible to go.
That's past. That's past. How many times did you send pictures to your mother of food that you consumed this week?
This week, none. This week I haven't done anything like that. But I'll do it today.
Okay. Okay.
I cook a Louisiana. So I'm going to make it first.
We don't give a fuck. We're just saying, you ask us and we tell you what to do, and you don't do it, and then you ask us again what to do. And we're like, okay, let's try the last thing you didn't do. If you're not going to do something, you might as well not do those things. So it's okay with that.
I did the ears and the keys you told me to. That's what I was doing.
And you're thankful because you had an outcome that was more pleasurable than other outcomes, right?
Yes.
Good. So it works. Good. So it's not in vain when we take the energy to share something for you to do, then, you see, your power is in play. And that's the reason we're telling you what to do. You got to stay connected. Your fucked up country has problems.
Well, I think the whole planet, if the bank system is bankrupt.
What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference? Well, you can't be too surprised because we kind of said the drops would be the only currency. We weren't talking about the jelly. Current jelly.
Yes.
We weren't talking about the jelly. I mean, we didn't say that for our health. So
yes,
nor could that happen either Bitcoins have gone up or money has gone down. Because no one is comfortable in the United States or the world in a currency that's so vulnerable or not stable. That's why something as ridiculous as a stupid Bitcoin, which most assuredly is going to zero, is now up 45,000%.
Yes, I was listening to Catherine Austin Fitz, and she said saw a pattern between the states that are controlled by the Democrats and the places that were destroyed.
Yes.
That she could see that in those places is where Antifa was more active, and they destroyed the businesses
it was black people's businesses that they destroyed. That's what was so hysterical about it. And the other, Antifa is everywhere. That's not the problem. Antifa is a spirit. It can rise up anywhere. The only reason they tore up and destroyed the Democratic states is because they let them. They let them. They tried that shit in Georgia, and Georgia stomped their goddamn ass. Strike a match, motherfucker. We'll light your ass up. Because that rule of law is not necessary at all. But you have to control the power. You see, that's what oak trees is for.
So she says she thinks they were destroying these downtown businesses in order to buy them cheap, all these buildings. And to...
Who wants them? Who wants them? Nobody's in office buildings anymore. Everybody's at home fucking and watching Netflix and drinking party liquor all day long. Ain't nobody in them offices. You can buy them offices for... You can buy square foot of office space in those Democratic cities for less than $1 a foot. Anywhere. Everywhere. Because they're not even guaranteed the municipality's going to last long enough to keep water and electricity on the grid to run the damn cities. When the homeless population outnumbers tax-paying American citizens, you better move on. Time's up.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems that's going to be the case.
It certainly looks alluring, alluringly so like that, doesn't it? Because you could never paint a picture to say that they'd have people, there'd be so many homeless people. Back like in the Wild Wild West when people would homestead, they're in essence taking it's a poor man's roach rolling paradise. Paradise.
But are they going to implement something like this universal salary? Or how does this going to work?
Bob's tired. He's tired. He's tired of all this paying. They won't buy Revelations Revealed. They've bought a few little recordings here and there, and they got no regard. A few of them are buying the products, but that's for their own salvation, not because they have any supplication to Dobbstown and the lockdown mob rules. So he's kind of lost flavor with it all. People do what they do. You know, it's okay. It's all right. It's okay. After a little while, hey, Roxy, guess what's going to happen in a little while? Somebody's going to ask Bob something. He's going to say, Akino I? And then Bob's going to say, no I. Very quickly. You'll see.
But Trump wants to make his own social media and maybe his own party. And I find it really, really disgusting how the Democrats created all this situation in the Capitol, and now they are blaming Trump for
It's not the Democrats, honey. They're trying to make the government the god. They're trying to make the government become a competition for the tech body. And what they don't know is that's becoming what the tech body is using to give them all this power. Who the fuck is Nancy Pelosi anyway? A little dough-faced bitch. She can't even keep her head on her back to her shoulders, let it fall off. And now she runs around saying what she thinks is appropriate. Now, this is not going to happen, and we'll see how this works out. That's nothing other than feeding this government. The government is, if the government gives you a living, then you owe the government. And as long as you owe the government, then they're going to tell you, they'll tell you when to get up and go pick the goddamn cotton. And then you're going to sit here and preach to us about slavery and the slaving days.
But the states are also dead because, the central banks are actually, and the corporations are actually more powerful than the nation.
Nobody even talks about central banks anymore. They don't even talk about them. They don't even talk about the Federal Reserve. They haven't mentioned the Federal Reserve. They're like, Federal Reserve, we don't use them anymore. What's to clear? There's nothing to clear.
So who's in control is not the Federal Central Banks.
Well, they would be if they had some money.
So most states are created more dead because of the coronavirus. So what's going to happen with all that debt?
Stop. The debt's not caused from that. The debt is caused from people being separated from their way of life and living.
So how are we going to go back to a situation where our economy is okay, because
it's like the hotel buffet. You know, when they put, if you go to a hotel and they have a buffet, they got all this food, these bowls sitting around, and everybody dips out of them and eats food. What do they do with the food left over from the buffet?
They throw it in the trash.
That's exactly what's happening to the world as you know it now. The world is being thrown into the trash. To the trash. Auto wash.
But according to Catherine Austin Fitz, she says she found out that there is a lot of corruption and things that are not really necessary.
Corruption?
That the government spends in a lot of
institutions
and that are not necessary. Damn. And if those resources were used by the people, there will be no such...
Well, the problem with that is you're trying to say individual humans need to come into their place of power. That's what we've been saying, too. But instead, what they do is they yield power, they want power, they create power, and they save it up, and then they give it to the nearest municipality or the nearest tech body or the nearest Black Mirror or the nearest issue that it takes it away from them. Why would you build paradise and then kiss it goodbye? No bueno.
Because most people think the power is to accumulate wealth, money, capital, whatever. No.
Velga!
Power, power.
Velga!
But you say the power is, that will be like a result of you having power. Right?
In essence, but we'll see. I'm trying not to make you be too right, because then that gives it feet. You give it feet.
Well, but in this situation, it's like, okay.
Okay.
What can we do besides posting food? I don't want to post food pictures. I want to do something.
Well, that would take about 7 seconds. Which is more effective. That would be take about 7 seconds, because you crazy bitch, you eat most every day, don't you?
Yes, but I'm eating right. Less, I think. I'm okay. Less hungry.
Well, but you're eating, and all we're saying is to have an interaction, and the only thing your mother cares about is she doesn't care about your sex life, however sleazy. She does care about that you're being healthy and being connected, okay? And so you can do that. Or if you prefer, we can take that power away from you and give it back to your crazy sister. She'll just abuse it.
So, do you mean the important thing now is to stay connected with, people we love or we care about?
Mm.
Oh.
Contact your mother. That's all we're saying. Have contact. She's not going to be saying bad things to you if you just reach out to her. You don't have to move in with her. You don't have to talk to her 200 times a day. It's not that big a deal. Just have some have contact. That's all you got to do. Come on now. You're ridiculous.
Contact. But I'm going to have more contact.
Well, or don't. Whatever you want to do, don't bother us. Please yourself. Honey bunny.
No, of course. I want to bother you.
Yeah.
I've been doing lately what you told me, and it has been very effective.
It helps. It helps. And then you have a brighter... In the world you're living in, there's nothing to see that's worth living for. Time and time and time again, every outlet, every vestige of something that you find is nice or important or proper is being removed. Can't go outside. Now you got to wear 3 masks, no 8 masks, no 12 masks, no... you got to put your head in a cellophane bag, paper sack. Yeah. You know what that game is, don't you?
Yes. They just prolong the...
Do you know the game suffocation?
No.
Suffocation, a game we like to play. First you take a paper sack, then you put it over your head. Go to bed, wake up dead. Oh, suffocation. That's a fun game.
Well, I've read that a lot of people is killing themselves in Japan much more than...
Where were you last week, by the way? What the fuck's up with that?
Last week, I was here.
Way up.
In the same place. Here in... Mostly at home, because you cannot go out...
Yeah, we missed your caterwauling on the show.
Well,
but the good news is you're making up for it today, so that's good.
Yes, I'm always listening to what you say.
Well, we're glad. We want it to help you. We're not trying to endear you to us. We're trying to bring you into your place of power. Are you gonna
You gonna watch the
Daytona 500 today? We caught the Watermelon 500, the Daytona Beach, Florida. Daytona 500.
What is that?
It's a NASCAR race where they go around. They put on the track and they take a left and they drive 500 miles taking a left.
I think I better watch a car race.
Yeah, it goes around. It's like your world, honey. It goes around in circles. How are your illegitimate children that you are, quote, teaching now?
Now I cannot teach because there's an age.
I know.
They don't want any. Yeah, they say the school may open maybe next month, and each state has to decide if they want to open or not. So we don't know what's going to happen here in Berlin.
So if the coronavirus doesn't kill them, starvation certainly will, huh?
Right.
But it's funny, though, because the people that work at the grocery store, they're able to go. And people at the Costco, they're able to go. People at the Sam's Club or the Walmart, the TGY. How about Winn-Dixie? Winn-Dixie, they get their hams on the shelf. See? You always want to have a nice, good ham for Passover, don't you?
Yes.
And where do they pick them matzahs anyway, when they have the matzah crackers? Where do they pick them matzahs?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But what do you think Bob would like us to do if he's so upset about us?
Well, you could yield. He likes that. You could follow all the ridiculous and stupid things that he says do, like join the Zoom Vinegonese gobbledygooker. Isn't that amazing? But the one thing he's got to do, he's got to be able to speak to the aliens, angels, aliens, whatever you want to call them, not from this world, and they speak Vinegonese. And so the only thing he's got to do is get good at that. So what does he do? He takes it to a goddamn Zoom appointment and brings the whole tech body into Finnegan's land. And he's inviting all you all to come join him in his deference. Yeah. It's great. We're so proud of Bob. He's lived up to everything you could expect and hope for from a dark soul.
But do the angels, aliens, won't they understand something in the Finnegan's Wake that is important for them that we don't know about?
Yes, Bob knows. We can't talk about that because that'll mess it up. And the stupid Russians will make a patent and try to take over the aliens. Those aliens belong to us. We patented them.
Yes, and you said to break the code, you gave us this clue, angel. But how is that to be applied?
That's a playfair. Do you know what a playfair cipher is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's...
But I don't know how to break that code, how to use the angel.
The code, A-N-G-E-L. Playfair cipher's got to have 5 letters. In non-sequential order. And so Angel does that.
Yes, but can you give us any more clue about that?
Nah. You can't even call your mama. Why we gotta do that?
Okay, I'm going to call her. But has anybody breaking, or I don't know what is it, has anybody deciphered that code in the Finnegan's Wake?
Jeannie Bell's working on it.
Okay, but is there any way we can engage more that could be effective to help somehow the situation in the planet?
Yeah, we don't care.
Like you said, some in the series of the OA, they had these robots doing the OA movements. So if we do the movements, are we doing the movements for us or for something, somebody else?
For you.
And what would you recommend, like every day or it doesn't matter?
Do it till it bleeds.
Is there anything we can, like, achieve? What should we expect when we do that?
Question, what?
You say it's for going back home, so...
Yeah.
We should do them until what? Until we are somewhere else?
Yeah. Do them every day, get good at it from the process of doing it. So it's not foreign. So when you find yourself lost and can't get out of your house, stuck in stupid Beijing or Belgium or Brussels or Beirut, wherever the fuck you are, and you can't get out, then that can get you back home. That'd be a good start.
But when you say we're going back home, what do you mean?
Back to Andromeda.
And are we going to notice the difference? What's so different there?
Yes. Did you not read the Andromeda Strain?
Yes, maybe I should read it again.
Call your mama. Send her pictures of
yes.
Eating. Be a good daughter.
Okay.
Engage using your place of power.
Okay, thank you. I will.
Thank you, Roxy.
You're welcome.
Thank you.